Good morning, Lansing. It's Saturday, and the pet experts are in the building. And it's time for the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS. Now, your hosts, Lee Cohen and Rick Preuss.
Welcome, pet keepers, to this week's Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. I'm your host, Lee Cohen, here with my co-host, the pet expert himself, Rick Preuss. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee. Good morning, Lansing.
Hey, it's always a great morning when we're in here talking about animals and pets. And Rick, this week is going to be no exception. We're going to be talking about animals at work, specifically dogs. We figure you've been working so many years, it's about time we put the dogs to work.
All right. Well, let's go.
Well, this week we're going to have a conversation. We've dealt with service dogs before, but this week we've got a wonderful guest that's going to be with us on the line. We've got Greg Grabowski, who is the president and the CEO of Leader Dogs for the Blind out of Rochester. And boy, they're a great organization, very well renowned.
One of the best in the countries. And every time we've brought service dog representatives in here, they would always bring mention to this particular Rochester effort that's going on, and it's really fantastic.
Well, when people are blind people, that's the first function that most people really heard of.
Yeah.
When it came to dogs doing work, were the function of helping the blind, and most of the dogs that really do assist the blind either have come from this school, or the people who are conducting the training have come out of their organization, and they really are very well renowned.
Anyone in anyone that's been affected by being blind or other situations where leader dogs are necessary, I'm sure this particular place comes first of mind.
Oh, absolutely. And in the second half of the show, we're going to have a great conversation. We've got a returning guest, Mike Morgan, the owner of Mid-Michigan Kennels. We're always talking with Mike about dog training, and sometimes I think we're a little bit remiss because the public may not know that Mike is very notorious in terms of the fact that whenever you go there, you'll see all kinds of police cars, and the reason why is because he trains the majority of the police departments in Mid-Michigan when it comes to canine dogs.
Yep. I've had several friends that are police officers in the general area, and they all know who he is.
Yeah, well, he has got great experience, not just in training him to do canine work, but also when it comes to training them to do sniffing work, whether it's drug sniffing or bomb sniffing. There are dogs that are fighting at war. So, I mean, the truth is that in this day and age, I don't know if all human beings really think about the role that dogs play and have historically played throughout time when it comes to most endeavors of man. I mean, they really are serving an important function.
And Lee, let's not forget what's coming up today.
What's coming up?
Well, we've got tourists in your own town. So it's early. It's time to kind of raise your arms and get exercised and then go catch the bus. Busing all around Lansing, free to everywhere you could think of. So,
and that's a great event for the public that don't know. Being a tourist in your own town means going to see all the great places that make Lansing such an original town, of which Preuss Pets, I'm sure, is going to be absolutely overcome with people. But who could miss that place?
Yeah, we got a lot of events going on at our store, and I'm sure any of the places you go to, everybody really tries to put out that welcome mat to those people in Lansing.
Well, it's going to be a fantastic show and a fantastic day right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.